Representative Greg Walden has led the charge about opioids in rural America, wrote questioning letters to opioid manufacturers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
We want to know what they knew and when they knew it and what they did about what they knew. There are allegations that they internally knew these drugs were more addictive than they were letting on. They may have been distributing them and seeing the big uptick in the numbers and didn't do anything about it. They're just unanswered questions here, and it's part of what we do on the investigative side.
A lot of these companies are unscrupulous. What answers do you expect to get from them?
There are other investigative reports that have been done by talented journalists. There are court cases that have evolved. And sifting through those reports and documents, we learn more for our own investigation. So we go back, we keep an eye on all of this, and we say, well, now, wait a minute. You told them one thing, you've told us another, or you told us you didn't have information, but over here we find it. And sometimes it's omission. They just missed it. And sometimes they're trying to hide the ball. We're pretty thorough about this. We have a very good investigative team. They're staying on it. It's Purdue Pharmacy, it's AmeriCorps, it's INSYS. And we're looking at them all and continuing the investigation because this is such a deadly, deadly crisis that's been brought upon the American public. It often starts with a prescription and ends with heroin and fentanyl. We just passed legislation to extend the authority of the DEA. These illegal producers of the analog fentanyls can change a molecule, create a more deadly drug, and it's not illegal.
Not technically. Criminal in my mind. This is David Sparks.